It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Come on, Rose. Please, won't you be my neighbor? Come on. Fine girl. Yes, you are. This is Rose Eisler. Mr. McFeely wanted me to show you her. She lives with some friends of his who have gone away for a few days, and he said that we could visit with her. Well, she's a fine girl. Yes, you are. Fine girl, Rose. Yes. Rose, come here. I'm going to change my shoes. You don't have to wear shoes, do you? No, you... There. I'll change them right here. Ever see a dog that looked like Rose? I think she's a beauty. Mm-hmm. In fact, I thought that Rose looked a little like someone we sometimes pretend about in the neighborhood of make-believe. You know who that might be? Well, I asked Bob Trow if he'd come over here to show you something, because he's part of that. Yeah. Oh, maybe that's he now. Let's go and see. Let's go look at the door, Rose. It is. It's Bob. Come in, Bob. Where's Rose?
Hi, Rose. Boy, oh boy.
Rose, you know Bob Trow.
Yes.
Yeah, he's one of our neighbors.
I brought the costume.
I'm glad.
Mm-hmm.
You know my television neighbor,
sure
Bob Trow.
Would you like me to put this on?
Would you?
Sure, I'd be glad to.
That'd be great. This is something that I wanted you to see. May I help you with it?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Kicker's off here.
All right. Fine girl.
Yes,
see. You are. Like putting on pajamas, huh?
Or a snowsuit. Okay. Looky here, Rose. This is the... Well, I pretend to be Bob Dog in the neighborhood of make-believe. This is the costume I wear. Frightened Rose.
No, yeah, I don't think you will. There. See the difference between these two dogs? Rose is a dog that was born a dog. And Bob Dog is a person dressed up to look like a dog.
Exactly. Hello, Rose.
What do you think, Rose? Yeah, she might be a little frightened.
A little frightened. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She'll just stay here. Oh, let's see who that is. Oh, it's Mr. McFeely. Hi, Mr. McFeely.
Hi. Hello, Rose.
Here's Rose. She's doing fine.
I've come to take Rose for her walk.
Okay.
Did you know I had a dog walking service?
Yes, well, I thank you both for helping me. Because I wanted to compare a pretend dog with a real one. And don't you think Rose looks a little like Bob Dog?
Yeah, the same markings? Almost the
are
same
we
markings?
Welcome here anytime?
You certainly are.
Even we pretend dogs?
Even pretend dogs.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I wish you well.
Well, the pretend dog can walk along with the real dog.
I like that.
All right,
yes.
Right this way.
Speed the way, Rose.
Bye.
So long.
Bye, Rose. Bye, Mr. McFeely. Did you know that Bob Dog was really Bob Tro inside a costume? That's the way it is with many pretend characters like that. They are people inside big costumes, not real live animals. They can't even behave exactly like an animal. Let's have some of our kind of pretend. Our kind of make-believe. Last time, we pretended that... Oh, there's the telephone. Excuse me. Hello? Oh, hi, Mrs. McFeely. No, but he was here just a minute ago. Is there anything I can do for you? Oh, all right. You're welcome. Goodbye. Sounds like the speedy delivery service is very busy today. Mr. and Mrs. McFeely work hard at their business. Back to the trolley. Last time we pretended that Queen Sarah and Mayor Maggie of Westwood were going to trade places for a day. Queen Sarah would be mayor of Westwood, and Mayor Maggie would be queen of the neighborhood of make-believe for one day. Let's pretend that Prince Tuesday hasn't found out about that plan yet, and he's in the castle garden getting ready to go to school as the trolley comes by the neighborhood of make-believe.
Hi, trolley. I love to go to school. For when I go, I see my friends and learn some things I never knew before. I love to go to school. La, 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 la.
That sounds like a happy song you're singing.
I like to go to school.
Oh, what do you like about it?
Oh, my friends are there, and Miss Cow always has something to show or tell us that I never knew before.
Did you ever see this before?
It looks like Mother's crown, but I think it's too big for her.
It's supposed to look like hers, but Mayor Maggie's going to wear it.
Why is that?
Oh, haven't you heard? Well, Mayor Maggie and your mother are trading places, so Mayor Maggie is coming here to be queen for us.
Does my daddy know that?
He's warming up to the idea.
Well, they should have asked me.
Well, it's just for fun.
For fun?
Sure.
Well, I'm going to school. Just for fun.
Are you all right, Bob Dog?
No.
What's the trouble?
Well, I don't have anybody to play with.
Oh. Well, I've got a few minutes. Want me to play with you?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, what do you want to play?
Let's play your, hide and find the crown.
This crown?
Yes.
All right.
Sure.
Okay, I'll hide it first.
Okay.
And you try to find it, okay?
All right.
Don't look.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I won't look. But Chuck, You have to hide it somewhere outside.
All right, somewhere outside.
That's it. You just let me know when it's hidden.
All right,
and
I will.
I'll find it.
Are you ready to try and find it?
I sure am.
Go.
Okay. Fine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll hide it, you find it, Chuck.
Okay.
Okay.
You have it?
Got it.
Okay.
You have to be careful with it. That's a crown.
I'll hide my eyes.
Real tight?
Real tight. I promise I won't look.
Okay.
Are you going to hide it outside still?
Yeah, it'll be outside somewhere here.
Okay.
Thank you.
Are you ready?
Just about.
Okay.
Okay, Chuck. It's hidden.
Okay. Oh,
tough one, huh?
Yes, it is. Could it be near where a clock tiger lives?
It surely could.
Oh. That was a good place, Bob Dog.
Thank you. Listen, while we're here, why don't we see if Daniel's on and visit with him for a little bit?
Probably at school. I saw Prince Tuesday going there just a little while ago.
Oh, okay.
You know, Prince Tuesday seemed upset that his mom and Mayor Maggie were going to trade places for a day. Wonder how he's doing at school.
I wonder, too.
You know, class, I think you did that arithmetic very well today.
Oh, good. We worked at it, dear.
And now I have an extra treat for you.
Oh, what is it?
Our special teaching guest today is Nancy Caterpillar.
Hi, Nancy.
Thank you, class. As you know, I am a caterpillar on my way to becoming a butterfly.
Are you going to change into a butterfly?
Of course, we all do.
But then we won't know you, will we?
You're getting way beyond the story, Prince Tuesday. First, I want to show you a little film about a friend of mine. Please start the film, Miss Cow.
Rolling, Nancy.
Now, an interesting fact about butterflies, class, is that each of us starts out as an egg. And when it's time, the caterpillar hatches from the egg. It eats leaves for food and grows larger and larger until it's ready to become a butterfly. First, it sheds its outer skin. We see that underneath is a soft covering that surrounds the caterpillar. As it hangs from the leaf, the soft covering gets harder and harder. Now the caterpillar is slowly changing into a butterfly. It takes many days, but when the time is right, it slowly comes out. Here it comes. Its wings stretch out, and the butterfly is ready to fly from flower to flower. Isn't it exciting? And that's the end of the film. Just imagine that beautiful butterfly flying off wherever it wants to go. That's what I want to do.
But if you change and fly off, maybe you'll never come back.
Of course I'll come back. I like it here. I like all of you.
If Nancy Caterpillar's turning into a butterfly, what am I going to turn into?
You're growing into a bigger tiger, Daniel. Oh. That's the way it is with tigers.
You mean we don't get to be something different?
You get to be an adult tiger.
Oh, that's a relief. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'd want to be a butterfly.
Why not, Daniel?
Because that's not what I was born to be.
Oh, I see.
Am I growing the way I'm supposed to be growing, Miss Cow?
You certainly are, Anna. And I'm proud the way you're growing.
I'm growing into a larger female platypus, aren't I?
Yes, you are, dear. And Prince Tuesday is growing, too.
But my mother isn't.
What do you mean, Tuesday?
My mother is changing into...
Into a butterfly?
No, into a mayor.
A horse?
No, the mayor of Westwood. And Mayor Maggie is changing into my mother. And nobody ever asked me if it was okay or not. And I feel awful.
Well, there must be some mistake, dear. People just don't trade places like that without talking with their families about it.
Nobody talked with me about it.
Ms. Cow? Excuse me, Ms. Cow?
Yes? Who's there?
It's Charles R. Aber, your Westwood neighbor. May I come in?
Oh, of course, Mr. Aber. Come right in.
Oh, Mr. Well, Aber.
Hello, friends.
Maybe you can help us, Mr. Aber.
Oh, I'd like to if I could.
It's about something that Prince Tuesday is feeling bad.
Is it about your mother and Mayor Maggie Tuesday?
Yes. Why didn't anybody tell me that my mother was going to change into the mayor of Westwood and Mayor Maggie was going to change into my mother?
Oh, they won't change like that, Tuesday. They're just going to pretend for a day.
What did you say?
Well, I said they were just going to pretend.
But for how long did you say?
For a day.
For one day?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's different. I thought it was going to be forever.
Like me. When I change into a butterfly, it will be forever.
Well, this is just for fun. Mayor Maggie getting dressed up to look like the queen.
For one day.
That's right. And the queen getting dressed up to look like the mayor for one day.
Well, maybe we could do that here, class.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, who would like to get dressed to look like something different?
Oh, I'd like to get dressed up like a dinosaur.
Ooh.
And I'd like to look like Bob Dole.
For a day.
Yes, for a day.
Mm-hmm. I'll just wear my own clothes till my mother comes back to be the queen again. I want her to find me real easily.
You all know who I'd like to pretend I am.
A butterfly.
Right.
For that, all you need is patience.
Oh, I know. Please give me patience.
Yes. Now, class, it's time for the field and stream trip. Would you like to come with us, Mr. Aber?
Oh, I would, but I need to get this to Mayor Maggie to be sure it fits.
Oh.
She'll need it tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Aber?
Yes, Tuesday.
Your shorts just for one day?
I'm sure. But I hope you'll talk with your mother about it when you get home.
I will. But thanks for coming here. You're a good friend.
You know I like you, too.
I do. That's why I believe you.
I'll see you all later.
Oh, wait. Before you go, Mr. Aber, mm-hmm. Would you sing us a neighborhood song?
Oh, of course. Which one would you like?
Well, I think it would help us all to hear about the truth that makes us free.
Certainly. What if I were very, very sad? And all I did was smile. I wonder after a while what might become of my sadness. What if I were very, very angry and all I did was sit and never think about it? What might become of my anger? Where would they go and what would they do if I couldn't let them out? Maybe I'd fall, maybe get sick or doubt. But what if I could know the truth and say just how I feel? I think I'd learn a lot that's real about freedom. I'm learning to sing a sad song when I'm sad. I'm learning to say I'm angry when I'm very mad. I'm learning to shout, I'm getting it out. I'm happy learning exactly how I feel inside of me. I'm learning to know the truth. I'm learning to tell the truth. Discovering truth will make me free.
Oh.
Thank you
for being such good friends.
Mm-hmm.
I'll see you all later.
Goodbye.
Bye for now.
Goodbye. Now, class, Put away all your things and get ready for Field and Stream. There's a lot we can discover today.
I'm so glad you think I look like a mayor, Miss Polifique.
What do you think Prince Tuesday will say when he sees you?
I must have a talk with Tuesday. It's important that we talk about my being a mayor.
For a day?
Yes, a mayor for a day. Will you please call the school for me and tell them that I'd like to talk with Tuesday as soon as he gets home?
Of course, Queen Sarah.
Thank you so much. Oh, trolley. Yes, that's true. Yes, it is.
So important for people to talk about things. It helps them to understand. Prince Tuesday thought his mother was going to go away and be the mayor forever. But it's just for one day. The prince knows that Mr. Aber will tell him the truth. So it helped the prince to hear it from him. I think it's time to give the fish some food. Ready for some food, fish? All of you are fish, yet each one of you is different. Wasn't that interesting to see how the baby caterpillar hatched from the egg? And then, while it was inside that case, it changed into a butterfly. But that's not the way it is with children. Children don't start out one thing and then change into another. No, a girl baby doesn't change into a boy baby. And a boy baby doesn't change into a girl baby. And people don't change into animals. And animals don't change into people. All kinds of things to think about.
Like Mr. Rogers! Mr. Rogers!
That sounds like Mr. McFeely. Has he come back again? He has.
Speedy delivery.
Mr. McFeely, you have more dogs.
I've taken Rose back to her owners.
Yes.
And now I'm bringing two more.
Oh, well, now who are these?
Oh, well, right here, this is Muggsy.
May I hold Muggsy?
You can have Muggsy.
Thank you. Hi, Muggsy.
And over here is Molly.
Hello, Molly.
There you go.
These are very different dogs, aren't they?
They are very different. Muggsy has sort of medium-sized ears.
Mm-hmm.
And Molly has longer ears.
Very long ears.
Can you think of another difference?
Well, is Muggsy a boy or girl?
Muggsy's a boy.
A boy dog?
And Molly's a girl dog.
Girl dog. And Muggsy's got a bandana. You're a fine boy, Muggsy. Yeah.
Molly has a small white collar.
Hi.
Yes, you're a fine boy, yes. I know.
Oh, I have a...
I like those dogs.
I think they'd like a little treat. There's one for Muggsy.
Oh, fine. Muggsy, would you like that?
Nope,
nope.
Not interested.
Not interested.
But Molly may be a little hungrier. There you go. Nope, not interested. Well, I'll save those for later.
Sure.
In my pocket, I carry some dog food with me just in case.
When you do the dog walking.
That's right. I enjoy animals, and I enjoy walking the dogs. You know, I get exercise, too, as I'm walking the dogs.
Of course you do. It's not just the dogs themselves.
Oh, can you think? We've thought of some differences.
Yep.
Can you think of anything that's the same in these two dogs?
Well, they're both dogs.
That's right, both dogs. And they're both pets.
Yes.
And they both live with families.
Mm-hmm.
And they both like to walk.
They both like to walk.
That's right. So I better continue on with my speedy delivery walking service here.
Thank you very much for bringing them by, Mr. McFeely.
You're quite welcome.
Bye, Muggsy. Bye, Molly.
See you later.
All right.
Speedy
Bye-bye.
Delivery. Bye-bye.
Speedy delivery. Now, I was thinking, you don't have to be anything more than who you are for people to like you. You are my friend. You are special. You are my friend. you're special to me. You are the only one like you, my friend. I like you in the daytime, in the nighttime, anytime that you feel's the right time for a friendship with me, you see. F-R-I-E-N-D, special, you are my friend, you're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world, you are special. And people can like you just the way you are right now, and you can like other people just the way they are right now. That's a good feeling, isn't it? It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day a special day for me. You know how? By just your being yourself. There's only one person in the whole world exactly like you, and that's you. There's never been anybody exactly like you before, and there never will be again. Think how wonderful that is. What was it that I brought with me today? Oh, Rose. Yes. Well, Rose, I guess, is back with her family now. So I'll be back with you next time. Bye-bye.
People who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.